The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, everyone. How are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
I hate to admit this, but I was listening to Big Fatty over at Big Fatty Online, and I urge you, if you haven't already, and you can do it daily if you're so inclined, go over to podcastawards.com and under the GLBT category, vote for the fat thing. Ugh, it irks me down to my core. I feel swellings in parts of my body that should never swell whenever I speak of it. But do that. That'd be nice if the thing won. I was listening to his last program and he got serious, which is a surprise because that means his show actually for one time had content because he was talking about something seriously. I am convinced that he's trying to, to fish for votes so that he does this serious show. So everybody's going to listen and say, oh, well, that's something valid of a vote, worthy of a vote, I should say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See if you can keep that up without burping and farting. And I don't know why I'm spending so much time on that thing. But as in whole, my sweet and most wonderfuls, he was talking about something that got me to thinking.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Vote for the fat thing.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4110 of the VFO for Tuesday, the 7th of November, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, are we going to have more of the darling children? No, but we may have a voice letter, Big Fatty. Citizens, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday, or also known as Election Day here in the U.S. of A, is going well, y'all. Big Fatty didn't talk politics on the little show. However, get off your ass and be a good citizen and go out and vote. I don't care if they're only voting for the school board or the director of wastewater management. Y'all, little elections matter. They really matter. And it's an off-year election. It's not going to take you but a few minutes at most. But y'all, be a good citizen and get out and vote. Yes, Big Fatty, where's my ID?
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, I guess y'all today, the 7th of November. Y'all, it's a very important Big Fatty, maybe you should have a little hot tea. Well, it's a brew. Y'all, I've got the crema blend today. Yes, Big Fatty. Very important anniversarium today, y'all. I've never met the second person in this couple, but I know one very well. He's been to the Pride 48 events. Used to do his own little show, the Pod Cubs. Used to live in the Hatlanta, I think. I think he's living down there in the Sawana. I think the Haunt Cub told me that. And, y'all, I am talking about none other than Romo and his husband, Alan Big Daddy. We love Romo and Alan, it's true. So, y'all, and I don't know if Romo or Alan are on the social medias, as they say, but y'all, if you see Romo or Alan, wish them a happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 7th of November, we have not one but two, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, I think he went to every live Pride 48 event, either Los Wages or Nolan's. Y'all, he's a, you've heard me mention it before. You got to watch out for those quiet ones, y'all. And he's the quietest of the quiet. Me, Fanny. Y'all, he lives up there in the Squamish, northern Mexico. Big Fanny. And y'all, just one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. Y'all, I'm talking about none other. Y'all, he plays the Wordle and the connections every morning on the Twix. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Mr. Mike. Big Fanny, we love Mr. Mike. We do indeed. And y'all, as quiet as Mr. Mike is, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal person is not quiet. Y'all, he's a presence when he is in a room. Y'all, he's been to Pride 48 in Nolens, and I don't think he went in Lost Wages, but I may be wrong about that. But y'all, he's been to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for the floral weekends. You know, all the different. Rosebud florist are there? Yes, Big Fanny, I hear it. I hear they give everybody a hand at the end. No, I don't think it's at the end. I think it. Yes, Big Fanny, enough. Move the show forward. Y'all used to be the co-host of the Stick It with a Poke. Y'all, I hope he's coming to the Leather Weather weekend. In January, y'all, I am talking about none other than the husband of Gavin. Y'all, I'm talking about the number one funky homo, Jim. Big Fanny, we love the number one funky homo, Jim. It's a long name, Big Fanny, it's true. So, y'all, if you see Mr. Mike or the number one funky homo, Jim, on the Twix, or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, or the Spools, wish him a big old piece of cake. Happy music, it's opposites attract, it's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, let me think here now. Y'all, I made some soup. Because, you know, it's going to be 80 degrees this week. And so, but the old people love the soup. Y'all, I had some rotisserie chicken, and I was going to make chili. But I thought soup might be a little bit easier on Big Fatty's intestines. Big Fatty it is, and you just tooting it up like you're eating a bowl of beans. And, y'all, that's some soup. But I had the rotisserie chicken and chicken broth and, you know, the herbs and spices and a diced up red onion, and I had some matchstick carrots, and y'all, I found about a third of a package of frozen dumplings, and I threw those in there, and it just cooked down, and I tasted it, but put it in the Frigidaire, let it sit overnight, and y'all, it was delicious when I had it on on Monday for my lunch. But y'all, by the way, a Frigidaire update: the ice maker is indeed still working, and I think it's just the water dispatching it, seeing the meat, as they say, and anyway, not going to be Frigidaire shopping right now. Until it's medically necessary. Oh yes, Big Fatty. And but anyway, I watched the 60 minutes, cause you know. Oh yes, Big Fatty, soup in 60 minutes. Then after that, y'all, I don't know. I think I just played the Candy Crush and just piddled around a little bit, and y'all, I crawled, because you know it got dark about sunset. Was it 5:25? I think Dr. Stone said his sunset was going to be at 4:45 or somewhere around there. Big Fatty, Big Fatty, he'll be able to go to bed before the wheel. It's true, and probably does. Anyway, I guess I got into the alarm chamber a little after 9 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, slept like a baby. Woke up about 5:20, so I'm waking up a little bit later each day. Rolled right back over, went back to sleep, and got up in time for Miss Gail King. Actually, I got up about 6:30, somewhere in there. And so I got ahead on my morning routine, read my newspaper, had my coffee, did my puzzles, had a little brofkus. And what did I do then? Y'all, I was working on something, and I don't remember what it was right now. But I was doing something. I was probably looking at something at the Kohl's or something like that. I don't know what it was. But anyway, y'all got ready, went on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, they're putting up the crema lights in the bushes up around the big circle. Y'all, they got the big, they'll have the big tree lighting right around Spanksgiving. And that'll be the when they usher in the crema season. Big Fatty, it's crema already. What are they waiting on? Y'all got a testimonium from that Brian in up there in the Connecticut, in the Bury. He says, crema has 12 days and none of them are in November. And I went, okay, thank you for calling. Let me order you some coal for your stocking. Some switches. Finished that up. And y'all, I came back and y'all, I have these plants around my big tree in the front yard of the villa. And y'all, they look real pretty in the springtime and summer and all. And they have these purple shoots that come out of them and all, but y'all, in the wintertime, once it turns cold, they just die, and they look awful. So I took out my clippers, and I cut all that stuff up, and put it in a bag out by the by the side of the road. You know, the big claw will come pick them up on two. I say Tuesday. Oh, y'all, I know what I did during my morning routine. Y'all, I watched the Big Mama. And spoiler alert, as a surprise to absolutely no one, they said, bye, Felicia. So Felicia has now gone to the jury house. And so the final three are not Lurie Warbucks. Bowie Jane and Taj. What's his name? Jag, that's it. And Matt. And anyway, and we'll have the finale on Thursday night. 2 hours. 2 hours on the finale. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, I'm calling from my car, so it could sound like absolute crap, but I was listening to one of your most recent little shows today. By the way, this is Adam, old Crooked Hat, and I know I had mentioned I was going to call you on my show, and so I thought, you know what, I'm going to stop procrastinating, and I'm going to call, but I'm sitting in the parking lot at church, I'm in between services, and so you're getting a call from the car. You know, Survivor, I was thinking the same thing as you. Who is this casting director that is getting people who are quitting? And also, I said this on our show. I said this on our show on The Mix on Friday. But
as in whole.
The latest guy, and I can't remember their names. I'm horrible with names. But the latest guy who basically quit, he's like, please vote me off. I thought they had to go to, what's that island that they go to when they're voted off? Now I can't remember the name of it, but I thought they go to this other island and stay there for the remainder of the season. Cause you can watch on YouTube, they have those videos of all of them like interacting and eating, you know, their first pizza after getting, I thought they had to stay. Anyway, he's like, oh, I've got to see my husband. And then, you know, and then he just, I think he's going to go to whatever that thing is called that I can't remember. Anyway, regardless, I am still listening to your show, even if I am occasionally very far behind and have to go back and listen to 3 hours at a time. I still listen and love the show. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, thank you so much for the call, especially on the Lord's Day. You were probably afraid you might get struck by lightning or something calling the Big Fatty on the Lord. Oh, dear Gussie, on the Lord's Day. But I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you're still listening. Y'all, he admitted he's very far behind. And he was saying that, when did Big Fatty start that good morning stuff? That started back in the spring. And he was trying to say, oh, that's just started in the past few weeks. Bless his heart. Just bless his heart. Y'all, want to let you know, Big Fatty did do his absentee ballot, and I have verified that it has been received and my vote has counted. So at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal, and y'all, she's changed her tune over the years. Old gal, any final reminders?
Vote for the fat thing.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck.
fuck you.
Oh, Big Fatty, that was so many years ago when you were nominated for that award.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.